T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I told you a couple days ago, this is our city. They got to come here and face us. These boys from Wisconsin, from Florida, they got to come to New York City and get this smoke. Keith McPherson on the Fan. A win in Yankee Stadium. A win in Citi Field. The Yankees keep rolling. The Mets keep fighting. The Mets come back and win it to take the series. The Yankees sweep the series. Nobody beats the Riz. You knew it was going to happen. I told you, we are the alphas. We are the top teams in the league. They got to come here and figure their way out in New York City. They're trying to see the sights and the sounds and take in Broadway and Times Square and everything else. We're trying to win baseball games, and that's what we do. Just got back from Yankee Stadium, obviously. Had to stand there and see that one finish. Risky business, but you know how I move. I had it all planned out. I parked way far away, drove here, and knew that I was going to cut it close. But I made a decision. I'm like, man, I want to see us walk off and win this to have a perfect homestand, to sweep the Rays. Oh, wait till they play the Tampa Bay Rays. Okay. I wanted to see it happen with my own eyes, and I wanted to be in there for Frank. I'm not in there for Frank a lot. It's a completely different experience for me as a fan, now a host on the Fan, leaving before the game is final. And I made a decision tonight I was going to stay in there because we're not back in there until next Thursday. And next Thursday we turn up when the Houston Astros return to the Bronx. More on the Yankees in a second. I was in the stadium checking the scores, the out-of-town scoreboard, as I usually do. Eyes on the Mets. Never really had eyes on the Mets in past years like I do now. But now I know the players on the team. I know more Mets fans than I've ever known in my life. And I root for them to win so that I can get on this mic and talk to the city and talk heavy about our teams. The top two teams in Major League Baseball, the Mets. Go and make it happen. I call them the make it happen Mets. They made it happen tonight. I saw bases loaded. I saw what happened in the fourth. I heard a couple whispers in Yankee Stadium. Mets losing. Mets about to blow that series. Then I kept my eye on it. And before I knew it, in that eighth inning, there it is. Congratulations to the Mets and the Mets fans. Sky is not falling. The Mets are a good team. I talked to Francisco Lindor today on MLB Network. Shout out to him, man. Cool dude. I'm rooting for that dude. And I'm rooting for the Mets. Not like I root for the Yankees, obviously. I'm not set tripping. Don't get it confused. But it's a feel-good story this year. We are outside. We are back outside. New York City is alive. People are pulling up to the ballpark to see the Mets, to see the Yankees. I thought it might rain tonight. I thought there was a chance of rain. It was windy. I wasn't sure if it was going to be cold. I'm in the stadium looking type goofy, walking around with a hoodie. Like, bro, you don't need a hoodie. But 39,000 people came out, just under 40,000. I wanted this Thursday night game to hit 40,000 in the Bronx. 39,469 came out to see that game. That game was fast. 2 hours and 38 minutes. Efficient. Not much going on early. But a 2-1 Yankees win. And it was a 2-1 Yankees win to start this homestand with the Cubs. And I just love how this team just refuses to lose and how they acknowledge the fans and how they speak to how it's the best home field advantage in the entire league. And they speak to the fans being behind them. We are. And we're smart fans. We're paying attention. We're picking them up. We're on every pitch, every out. And I'm sure it's the same way at City. I got to get over there to City Field. Let's see how many people came out to City Field. 25,000 and two, just over 25,000, 25,000 plus two more. To see Tylor Megill get back on that mound in City Field. He went 3 1/3. And then they went to Shreve and Lugo and Smith and Diaz. Buck Showalter bounces back, making his decisions. The Mets make it happen. The Mets win. Mark Canha, two RBIs. Jeff McNeil, get some. Nito, Plummer, cool. The Mets have so many guys that can get it done. It doesn't matter. They find ways to hit and win. And they actually got out hit tonight, 11-7. But some crosstown crossover, Aaron Boone was saying last night, it's not a hitting match. It's not who can out hit who. It's a scoring match. Who can outscore who? Mets win 5-4 over the Brewers. Yankees win 2-1 over the Rays. And something I want to talk about tonight, I don't know. I wore my Baby Bomber shirt tonight, which has Luis Severino, Gleyber Torres, and Aaron Judge on it, hoping that those three would all be in. Gleyber gets scratched. And Luis Severino, we hear, is on the COVID list. But this COVID list doesn't mean you have COVID. It means you're sick and you're testing for COVID and you might be out with COVID, but then we find out during the game he tested negative. I'm kind of let down because I wanted to see Sevy versus Drew Rasmussen, but he got put on the IL. So then they go Jalen Beeks, and oh, would you look at that? The Yankees and Rays playing that old bullpen game that the Rays invented. Yankees beat them at their own game. Can I tip my cap to Clark Schmidt? Ryan Weber? Ronnie from the Jersey Shore, Marinaccio, and Michael King of New York. That's all you need. Bullpen game, solid bullpen game. We use four arms. They use eight, seven. Either way, those aren't the same Rays over there, so I don't want to hear that anymore. Oh, wait till they play the Rays. Okay. The Yankees head to Toronto next. And the Toronto Blue Jays struggled with the Orioles this last couple games at the Rogers Center. Perfect. Yankees coming to town, showing no mercy. So they better figure it out. None of my business whether they figure it out, but they better try and figure it out because the Yankees are coming. And the Mets stay home, and they've got four against the Marlins, where the Marlins are going to compete, the Marlins are going to play, but the Mets can take three out of four, maybe even sweep them. So, good vibes, good times. It's Thursday night. It's Friday Eve. It's June 16th. Keith McPherson on the Fan. You've got me until 2 a.m. I'm on a little bit earlier tonight. Bless it. Quick Yankees game. I want to take your calls. I want to talk Yanks, talk Mets, talk baseball, and everything else in between. I know the NBA Finals are on. Let's check. Did that go final? I'm assuming that the Celtics won. No, they're not done. Would you look at that? Golden State leads the Boston Celtics in the TD Garden, 74-62, going into the fourth quarter. Ha! Got him! Let's see if that Celtics defense can hold in the fourth quarter. Make my night, Steph Curry. Make my night, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green. Knock off the Boston Celtics and end their season in front of their fans tonight, and we're going to have a good time on WFAN. This is Keith McPherson, your nighttime host. Call me up, 877-337-6666, and we'll get back to rocking right after this. Right back at it. Keith McPherson on the Fan, man. Shout out to my guy, Marco. Marco, hopefully you enjoyed the Yankees win and you are feeling all right. Hopefully you're straight. We had a conversation yesterday. Hopefully you're feeling well. I was just talking about, like, Gleyber Torres was sick on Sunday and he gets scratched from the lineup. Luis Severino was sick. He gets scratched from the lineup, but neither one of them had COVID. Something else is going on, going around. People are getting sick in the summer. That's the worst time to get sick. I refuse, knock on wood, then I'll be down for a week. People be like, oh, what happened to Keith? He said he refused to get sick and proceeded to get sick the next week. But being sick in the summer sucks. You got to stay in the house when it's 90 degrees tomorrow. Tough, tough, tough. And I don't know. Is the COVID IL forever a thing in baseball? Like, if guys are hungover and they're not feeling well, do they enter the COVID IL? Then they test for COVID and it's like, no, I just had too much Jack Daniels. Who knows? I don't know. I'm not the guy to ask. Well, anyway, that's my John Sterling voice. Let's get to it. We've got calls. We've got a bunch of people on the line, not just Yankees fans. Obviously, I was at the Yankee game. I'm a Yankee fan. Never going to hide that. It's good times. Best time to be a Yankee fan in a long time. But the Mets fans are on the line, too. And Mets fans, I'm glad you got a win tonight so that I could hear from you. It was quiet. It was maybe only two or three Mets calls last night. Corbin Burns, you know. Different night tonight. And the Mets win another series, and they keep their lead. I know all the talk is about the Atlanta Braves creeping up, but they'll be all right. They'll be fine. They just have to keep going. We know help is on the way. Did the Braves travel today? Because the Braves are still at 14 wins. So I'm looking at the scores. The Braves traveled today. They didn't play. 4.5 game lead for the Mets in the NL East. And this Yankee lead, it's just laughable. The Yankees are 10 games up on Toronto, who they go to they go to Toronto tomorrow to face them. If they sweep them, this is going to be a joke. Tampa Bay is now 12 back after getting swept. Boston, still seeing goofies showing up to Yankee Stadium with Boston gear on. Like, why? And this time you should be low, but I know they want that attention. Mets fans in the stadium, too, looking for attention, wearing blue Mets jerseys, walking around. Okay, got it. And those pesky Baltimore Orioles, they just took the series from Toronto, but they're 20 games back of the Yankees. So, man, it's good times. If somebody would have told me, I don't know, I started in November. If somebody would have told me when I started at WFAN in November that the Yankees were going to go on a no one predicted this. No one, not one person said it. I don't care who you are. And I know there's a lot of baseball nerds out there that think they know every single thing. They're walking baseball encyclopedias and almanacs. No, you're not. Most Yankee fans were optimistic about this team, had high hopes like we have every single year. But I don't think anyone came out with a bold statement to say this team is going to be above and beyond expectations. They are going to be 47-16 when we're halfway through June. It's going to be laughable what they do at home. They're 29-7 at home. And it's hard to sweep teams. In 2021, the Yankees couldn't sweep teams. Take the first two games, and then it seemed like a punt game. And it seemed like a lineup that wasn't really trying to win. And it's a different vibe, different energy this year, and nobody expected this. So let's enjoy it. Let's talk about it. Same with the Mets. I would say people expected the Mets to be this good. They anteed up. They went and got a bunch of guys before the deadline. It's a new regime, new era. For them to be 42-23 may be a little bit better than some expected, because I know there's people out there that just think the Mets are cursed, Frank the Tank. But they're 21-9 at home. And they're looking pretty good as well. So, good times. New York City, call me up. 877-337-6666. Let's talk to some of the fans. Dan in Manhattan on the Fan. Look at that. That's a rhyme. Yep.
Yo, Keith, what's going on?
Not much. Watching the finals in here, looking at the standings, looking at the scores, and thinking about how ridiculous it is that both the Yankees and Mets are the best teams in baseball, and it's just like, it's not changing. Series to series, week to week, we know what they are.
Yeah, it's a good night when the Yankees win, the Mets win, and the Celtics are losing.
Exactly. Get Boston up out of here. They've seen enough titles. If they can lose this game for me tonight in front of all of those Boston fans, like, I'll sleep real good when I'm done. I'll sleep real good tonight around 4 a.m.
Yeah, I try to catch the beginning of your show. You're on a little too late for me, but I love hearing you every
hit the podcast or rewind, but the podcast, I've talked to some people on Twitter, and they're like, bro, I just wake up and listen to your show from the night before in the gym on a podcast. I'm like, wow, like that. That's awesome. I'm flattered. I wasn't even thinking about that. But all these shows go to podcasts. Every hour goes to podcasts. And I encourage people to get their rest and go to sleep. You need to be well-rested to perform, to go to work, to drive out here. People drive crazy out here. I feel like there's more cars than ever on the road. So, yeah, go to sleep. Don't stay up all night listening to me. Get your rest. It's on the podcast.
Word up. But, yeah, I just want to comment on that Mets win. I was looking at the score. I was out in the beginning of the game, and seeing them down again after last night, and I got to catch the last few innings, and love seeing Diaz come out to those trumpets and just close out the game, and especially that, I don't know if you saw the out at home with the right to the helmet ball to the head. So yeah, it was a good ninth inning
defense. Hey, and I love Edwin Diaz's entrance. We got to get something for Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes needs some type of cool entrance, some type of music or sounds or fire or something. Maybe no fire. That was Chapman. But, yeah, the Mets make it happen. They're never out of any game. So when they go down 4-1, they're not looking at those three runs as anything. They went and got it right back, went right back and tied it. So you gotta love this Mets team. Like I said, it doesn't matter who does it. Every night I'm checking the box score, and I'm like, all right, who was it tonight? They take turns. Mark Canha can have a big night. Anyone. It's not even a big night. They just pass the baton, right? Jeff McNeil.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and the Mets fans got to ditch the, you know, the impending doom. You know, this is the make it happen Mets.
It's hard. I can tell, and I know it's hard to shake it because you want to believe, but you don't want to believe. It's like there's a duality with Mets fans. There's this old Mets fan that is built in that doesn't want to get too hype, and I understand that. But then there's this new Mets fan that's like, no, this is different. Like, this looks different. This feels different. We have to believe it's different. Believe it's different. It is. I mean, the Mets are good.
Yeah, I love watching this year. So, all right, man. Well, thanks, Keith. Keep up the good work.
Will do. See, you're supposed to love watching your team. You're not supposed to be in agony. You're not supposed to be in pain. You're not supposed to be disgusted. As a Yankees fan on the other side of town, I looked at Mets fans like, watching the Mets is miserable. It doesn't seem that miserable now. So smile and enjoy it. And don't bring them down. And don't expect, oh, here it comes. They're going to collapse. Here come the Braves. Maybe the Braves are playing soft teams. Maybe the Braves don't want the smoke with the Mets. Wait and see. Tune in next time on Dragon Ball Z. It's coming. It's coming. This is why we watch night after night. This is why we buy tickets and go to the game to see it with our own eyes. It's supposed to be fun. It's supposed to be historic. You're going to watch the team hoping something historic happens. The Mets have already had some historic moments in this season. The Yankees as well. There's something in the air in New York. I've been here for about a decade, running around, going to games, going out, working, being in the city, being on the subway, being in the car, being around. I can just feel it. Something is going on, and we hope that this summer can carry into the fall, and we get that dream. We get another Subway Series. I'm scared of it. Honestly, I'm scared of the Yankees right now. In a good way, like butterflies, anxiousness, excited. I was talking to my boy Joe's tonight about postseason. He's like, what are you going to do postseason? You're going to be leaving postseason games early? I'm like, nah, I don't know, bro. Probably not. I don't think I can physically do that. We'll get there when we get there. We'll figure that out. Enjoy the moment every night. I remember during the lockout, I told y'all I was upset because they were playing with my emotions with the season. Start the season. I'm the type of person that lives my life based off of when first pitch is, right? So, like, everything, I wake up in the morning, everything I got to get done, no matter what I got to do, is all gearing up to be set up for first pitch. Whether I'm in the stadium or I'm in the crib or wherever else, I'm at the station, at the bar, whatever, I'd like to be set up by 7 o'clock to watch what my team is going to do. And I know there's a lot of people that feel me on that. So, Nelson out in Queens. What's up, Nelson? You're on the Fan.
Hey, what's up, man? Thanks for taking my call. Early in the season, I called you, and I jokingly said that the only way Judge was going to get what he wanted was if the Yankees won the World Series and if he won MVP, and we both laughed at it. But
we laughed at it because that's pie in the sky. That's the goal, right?
Yeah, but, you know, who would have thought that a few weeks later it's a real possibility, if you ask me. But I had two questions. Does this team remind you a little bit of the 2018 Red Sox, and do you think that we can possibly make a package with Chapman, maybe even Gleyber Torres and Gallo for maybe some help in the bullpen or maybe another batter?
The 2018 Red Sox cheated. I think these guys are just beating teams fair and square. They're just better. But that team did have a chemistry. That team did go on runs where it was just like they couldn't lose. And the biggest thing that I remember from 2018 watching that team was that they didn't leave guys on base. If guys got on, they brought them in. It was like every time someone would get a hit, the next guy work a walk, the next guy get a hit. If a guy gets on base, he's scoring. And that's how you win games. And their pitching obviously was there to keep them in every game. So, I mean, I'm just comparing this Yankees team to all of the great baseball teams. They get compared every day. Every day they win, they're being compared to some of the best baseball teams we've ever seen. And we're blessed to be living in this time and watching this team come together like this. It's a magical ride. And you know, same thing on the other side with the Mets.
I agree. You know, I just hope that we're able to wrap it up this year. And, you know, everybody's always going to judge the Yankees on whether or not they win a championship. And the last thing you want to do is be Golden State a few years ago when they lost to LeBron in the championship.
That's the scary part. That's what comes with it.
Do you think that will work for us or against us come October? Do you think the pressure will be greater because of the season they're having?
It doesn't matter what I think. It doesn't matter what I think. I can tell you yeah, I can tell you no. Like, doesn't matter what I think. I'm hoping I'm alive and physically at the games in October when it happens to see it play out. And I'll be praying on it, fingers crossed, wear my pajamas inside out, whatever I got to do, I don't know, show up to as many games as I can, yell and scream and root for the Yankees, and just hope.
I hear you, man. That makes two of us, man. Thank you. Great show. I'm glad. At first, I was a little upset that Steve Summers was gone, but, you know, no knock to him. I'm actually happy that it worked out the way it did. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Appreciate it. Steve is good. Steve is not gone. He's not on the air, but he'll be back on with me. Steve is chilling. He might be listening. Shout out to Steve. Let's get back to the phones. But with Steve Summers on the mind, you know, I know the nighttime was, you know, Steve before I came in, and Steve is a Metropolitans fan. And with the Yankees being this good, I mean, I listen to WFAN from the time I wake up at 10 o'clock all day, right? So, you know, even when I'm driving home, I'm listening to Sal. I feel like there's balance. Who are the Yankees fans on WFAN while the Yankees are having this historic run? You know, I'm blessed to be in this position to be a Yankees fan that goes to games, has been going to games for a minute now, and can talk about the team when the team is this good. I've heard it from Yankees fans in the stadium. Like, yo, glad there's not Mets fans talking about our team. We have an actual Yankees fan after the game at night talking about the team that was at the game. Brian in Barnegat back on the Fan. What's up?
Hi, Keith. How you doing? How was the game tonight?
Awesome, man. I just went in there looking for brooms in the Bronx. Clean sweep. Perfect home stand. The house is clean and tidy. We swept everything up. We sent the Tampa Rays packing. They were telling me that Tampa was going to do this and that. I'm like, nah, that's not the same Tampa Bay Rays that went to the World Series and won the AL East. We are the Alphas. We are the Kings. This is New York. I had a blast, man. Shout out to everybody that pulled up, whether it was Section 203, 124, Delta, some of the other spots I was in. Like, it's all love, man. Yankees fans show the most love. I appreciate people pulling me to the side to just say they listen to the show and ask for a picture and dap me up. It's crazy because I was in there for years, you know, not talking to anyone, just by myself watching games. And for this team to be this good and for the energy to be this good and for 40,000 people to be showing up on a Thursday night to watch the Yankees walk off and sweep the Rays, it's a dream.
Yeah, that was incredible. I wish I was there. You know, if I was there, I'd be sitting in section 203. That's where I'd be sitting. And I have a joke that I always tell people. I could become a corporate billionaire, which is not going to happen. But I'd still be sitting in section 203.
Yeah, because that's where the real fans are. And I know there's, you know, real fans everywhere, but like, the fans are locked in. They're turning up. They're having a good time in the bleachers. They're paying attention to the game. There's some other sections in Yankee Stadium, which is fine. There's people there that are just on a corporate event, corporate outing, or a family trip, or don't really care about the Yankees, don't really care about the game. Hence why you see the wave going around. Gleyber Torres comes in to pinch hit. It's a 1-1 game, 1-2-3 inning. Why? Because these casuals are doing the wave. It is what it is. I can't stop it. But just goes to show you that not everybody in there is locked in on the game. They want to get their woo on. Okay. Still there?
Yes. Yes. Thanks. But you know I can't stand the wave and the section 203 doesn't do it.
No, no wave. We don't do the wave over
no
there.
Wave.
I love watching the wave stop. I love watching the wave stop because it like goes around and obviously center field is an odd area and then like 202 will try and pick it up and everybody in 203 is like, no, stop.
Yeah, I will try to get to some games this year, maybe even go to some playoff games. I definitely have to get there.
Hit me up when you do, Brian. Thanks for the call. You know, I was thinking about how, you know, when I was younger and the Yankees were winning all those World Series, I watched it all on TV. And then I was, you know, a big Yankeeography guy on Yes Network. It would be a Saturday, Sunday, whatever day, and just watch Yankeeography with John Sterling telling the stories of, you know, the Yankees teams that won it. And I just was, like, dreaming of getting to New York and being able to go to Yankee Stadium. And, like, I didn't care. The first job I got in New York, the job was cool. But the first thought that I really had was, okay, now I'm not 2 hours away from Yankee Stadium. I can get on the subway and go see the Yankees in half an hour from Midtown. It's lit. Like, I literally have geared everything around going to see this team for years. And for them to be this good now and for it to be this many years of, you know, people on Yankees Twitter creating content and, you know, WFAN to be where it is in the evolution of this station, I feel like it's all connected and it's a great time. My guy, JJ, out in T-Neck. He called the bat line early. He's back on the fan.
I think we have to get rid of the bat line. It hasn't been working recently. I think my cord has been cut to that.
You can't game the system anymore.
No. You've become too popular, Keith. I can't just call
it's not me. It's the Yankees. It's not me. The Yankees winning. If the Yankees were losing a bunch of games, people would be going to sleep.
No, definitely. It's been fun listening to all the callers and stuff, but it's also fun to call in myself. Yankees have been awesome this year. And when you look at the pitching line, who would have thought that we would have gotten 9 innings of one-run ball from the amount of pitchers that they put out tonight? Clark Schmidt starting, Ryan Weber, they signed him earlier today. Like, how this team just everything they touch turns to gold right now, and it's fun to watch. And you mentioned Yankeesography. That's me also. Really grew my love for the Yankees. Yankeesography with John Sterling.
Gen Ed courses for Yankees fans watching Yankeeography.
They don't show enough of them anymore because now they have all the other, like, Yes Network, thankfully, has grown a lot. So
yeah, but whatever. That's so what? Then these young kids better hit YouTube and go Google this stuff. You know, good for Yes Network to be evolving too with all the different content and shows that they have. But yeah, I grew up watching Yankeeography.
So definitely Yankeeography is awesome. Rizzo coming up clutch tonight again is so big. It really shows like any night another player can come up clutch. Trevino has come up clutch. Judge, of course, Rizzo tonight.
Nobody beats the Riz. That was his game.
Yep, nobody beats the Riz. I have friends who are more casual Yankees fans, and they send me texts anytime Rizzo gets on because they love that John Sterling call of nobody beats the Riz. And my phone blew up when he hit that home run. It was kind of funny.
Do you remember nobody beats the Wiz?
No, that was before my time.
The Wiz, right, like the store. You never walked into one of those.
No.
Okay,
no,
never mind.
No.
Never mind.
Yeah, no. I know what it's from because I looked it up. I try to figure out all the in-depth stuff with John Sterling's calls, but no, it was before me.
I used to get like cassette tapes and CDs from there when I was young.
Yeah, no. I grew up with an iPod Touch already, so I had a boombox that could play cassette and DVD, so I know what they are compared to other kids who are probably 18, 19. I'm sure we're going to get a bunch of 18, 19-year-olds. They're like, I also know what cassette tapes are and DVDs are, but yeah, no. But I sent you the photo of my radio last night. There's something about listening to sports talk radio on an actual radio.
Yeah, that's cool, man. That tripped me out. Like hearing my voice coming out of that radio, I'm like, that's chill. Like I need to buy one of those now just so like in the summer I can cut on the Bluetooth, right? Like it's one thing to listen to JBL. I have JBL Bluetooth speakers and I play WFAN from the Odyssey app out of them. But when you have a Bluetooth radio, it's almost like old time. Like you block out everything, it's no not, TV, no Bluetooth. Phone, just listen.
It's not even Bluetooth. It's like an actual radio. Like it has an antenna and everything. No USB ports. It's just a plug. You plug it in, turn it to the right station, and boom, it's a radio.
You would go buy one of those, JJ. You're the man. Appreciate the call. We got to take a break. Call me up, 877-337-6666. Quick timeout, and we'll be right back. Yeah. Vibes, man. I'm watching Steph Curry right now. It's over. The Warriors win the NBA Finals. Again. 103-90. Steph Curry, a legend, a walking legend that we all got to see. And he's not done. The greatest shooter of all time broke the three-point record in Madison Square Garden a few months ago. And now he is an NBA champion, and he's going to be the Finals MVP. Wow. This is great. This is always emotional. Whenever the championship comes, it's hard not to be emotional. One, because it's just the finality of it. Two, as a fan, you know, you wish it was your team. You wish it was you. And I don't know any Warriors fans, but congrats to any Warriors fans listening. I know that there are a ton of little kids in New York that are Steph Curry Warriors fans. Maybe they're listening. I have seen them at Barclays Center. They're also in Madison Square Garden when Steph goes there. Couple seconds left in the game. You could just see Steph getting emotional. This is a moment that they're going to play for a long time. That's four rings on these guys. Dynasty. Count it. And who's to say that they don't get back and do it again next year? The Warriors aren't done, man. What a great story. If you're a basketball fan like I am, you got to respect it. They just did it in historic TD Garden. In front of all those crazy Boston fans, you know, they say a lot of crazy things in that TD Garden, and now they got to shut up and go home. Season's over, and that's how it ends. And they are about to celebrate and claim that trophy on top of Lucky's face. There's a bunch of people standing on Lucky right now, and the Celtics are unlucky. Oh, look at that. His brother, Seth Curry, Brooklyn Net. On the court to congratulate him. The Brooklyn Nets better get it together, bro. The Brooklyn Nets. I don't want to go down that path. Let's go down another path. Minkus down in Cherry Hill on the Fan. What's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, Keith? First time caller. Love the show, man.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, so I just want to tell you, I have all your fandom that you do besides the Mets, but I'm pumped about just what went down over here. We got Boston going down. I guarantee you Brooklyn's going to pick it up next year. But as a Mets fan, I'm just afraid of playing the Yankees in the World Series. That's the only thing I'm afraid of. I'm serious. I am so pumped what's going on. Both teams exploding, and I don't even know what to say. I'm just afraid of playing the Yankees.
Don't be afraid. I'm scared too. But not like honestly, if the Yankees get to the World Series and it's the Mets, I won't go into that scared. But you know, anything can happen, and a lot will happen between now and October. It's fun to dream, but much has to happen for both teams to get there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Just like just a couple months ago, we were talking no baseball. Now we're the heroes in baseball. It's crazy. It's crazy. Look what I know. Aaron Judge is doing crazy things, but look what Pete Alonso's doing. He's really getting greater behind being at the first base. Back.
Yeah, it's his defense.
At the end of the game.
I just went back and watched that throw, right? Because, all right, the relay in the ninth. Renfro is getting after it, trying to go first to home, trying to, you know, do what he can. And, man, Plummer gets to that ball. That ball is slow rolling. Throws the relay to Pete. And Pete throws the ball on a line, up the line. Perfect. Tagged him out.
And you know why they sent him home. They sent him home because they said that Diaz, the manager, said after the game, they're like Edwin Diaz, he's gonna strike them out. So you better rely on a bad throw than on Edwin Diaz screwing things up. They're really blowing the trumpets. I'm sure they'll get something for Clay Holmes. You know how it is. They're going to get something because he's pitching out of his mind. I don't know why Aaron Boone said they're going to go to Chappie, but
it doesn't matter what he says. It matters what he does. That's what I was saying last night. Aaron Boone also said Gio Urshela is our starting shortstop in the first press conference of the season in spring training. Gio Urshela wasn't here.
Yeah, that's crazy. It's crazy the way you Yankee fans were crying before the season. Like everyone, like even Gerrit Cole, he was very shaky, but like he's unreliable. But look what everyone else is doing. You don't need him as your ace.
Cole was straight his last outing. He just got to be more consistent. He can do it. But yeah, Yankees fans, we're not satisfied. It's been a long time. It's been a drought. So when we looked at this past offseason, coming off of the way we went out losing to the Red Sox, understandable. I get it. I understand why a lot of Yankees fans were crying and making demands, but now seems like that's all in the past.
Do you as a Yankee fan trust Gerrit Cole in a big spot?
No. Me personally, nah.
But, you know, they could out-hit you, and it's crazy what Aaron Judge is doing.
MVP.
That's insane. He might break the home run barrier, you know.
MVP. I hope he gets 60.
That could definitely come true. And by the way, Keith, I know that we're in the middle of Stanley Cup over here. I don't want to switch topics on you, but I'm a big New Jersey Devil fan, and I'm so glad that you joined the fandom.
Yeah, I'm pumped for that, too. I hope hockey ends. I hope the Lightning gets swept. And
yeah.
I really am interested in, like, the off season and going into next season as a Devils fan and being up on
that.
Yeah,
I don't know why you're a Cowboy fan, but that's a different story.
Oh, man. Every night turns into why are you It is what it is. Okay. There's a bunch of Cowboys fans listening too.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Yeah, I know, but you joined New Jersey. I like that. You know, if the New Jersey Devils get a goalkeeper or something, they'll be good. But all the teams are doing good. Jets and Giants trending in the right direction. And it's great giving you a call, Keith.
Awesome, man. Appreciate it. Minkus, Cherry Hill. Got a lot in there. I feel like as calls get longer, it's just going to always come back to, and you're a Cowboys fan, boo. And why do you root for Dallas? Like, hey, listen, when I was 5 years old, no one told me I was going to be on WFAN. I picked the team that was winning Super Bowls. My mom said, hey, what kind of starter jacket you want? I'm like, that blue and white one looks kind of fresh. I'll get a Dallas Cowboys one. And that was it. Loyalty. Stayed with them. Let's stay with the conversations at hand, though. NBA Finals, Steph crying, emotional. I love it, man. This is one of the best basketball players we've ever seen. And the Warriors just put together the most recent NBA dynasty. And that's another championship for those guys, those three, Steph, Klay, and Draymond. They're throwing up fours. Those guys got four rings. You think they're not going to try and go get a fifth one next year? don't get me hype. Don't get me hype. NBA is over. The NBA is over. I repeat, the NBA season is done. Concluded. Knicks fans, who you drafting? Now, let's stay at the topic, right? Let's stay focused here. The Yankees sweep the Rays. The Yankees just keep winning at home. Best team in baseball. The Mets, the make it happen Mets, make it happen. They take the series against a Brewers team that is pretty decent. And now let's see what people have to say on these phones. Jimmy is in Staten Island, on Staten Island, rather. Now he's on the fan. What's up, Jimmy?
What's up, brother? I got two issues. First of all, I'm a diehard Mets fan, and I'll tell you this much. I am not scared of the Yankees. I got DeGrom and Scherzer.
No, you
the
don't.
Yankees starting pitches.
You think you think you're gonna have DeGrom and shoulder? You don't have them right now. They're not healthy. You don't know what they're gonna be. So like, I'm with you. But you gotta speak on what we got right now.
I hear you, but when those two studs come back, the Yankees starting pitching.
And when Aaron Hicks is hitting home runs and like, we can't talk about what you know. That's what I'm saying. Even with October. We don't know that Scherzer and DeGrom are going to be right back and healthy and ready to go. Like you got what you got right now. You got a team that's winning games, and I appreciate you saying you're not afraid of the Yankees. Good, that's the right mentality.
And my other point was a couple of calls before you had mentioned that the 2018 Red Sox were cheaters. Were the 2000 Yankees cheaters with Clemens and Pettit and all those guys that were accused of steroids? If you say the Red Sox are cheaters, you got to say
the 2018. I just said the 2018 Red Sox were cheaters. You know, cheaters. You know, Alex Cora. You know that whole thing. Yeah. Like they won the World Series that year. It was proven that they cheated. That's different. They were using technology to cheat. I'm not talking about the 2000 Yankees and steroids that everybody used in baseball.
Pettit said that he took steroids.
I hate having this conversation, bro. We all know about Pettit.
You can't call out one team and then not call out the Yankees.
I just did. Of course I can. It's different. What are you talking about, bro? Some of y'all call up and just say anything. Was Andy Pettit using steroids to hit home runs? No, he came out and said what he did. I don't even like going down that path. We just did all of this conversation when it was Andy Pettit bobblehead day, and Carton Roberts went all through it. I'm not doing that. Shout out to Andy. I got the bobblehead last Friday. It was dope. And that was the night that the Yankees walked off the Cubs 2-1 to start this home series, this home stand. And then they just walked off the Rays tonight 2-1. It was written. The Red Sox cheated in 2018. And we know that. Their manager had came from the cheating Astros the year before. They used technology, the replay room. We don't have to rehash all of that. So, yes, if I'm saying they cheated, they did that. The Yankees didn't do that. They opened the letter. We heard about what the Yankees did. Stop. You Mets fans, or you Red Sox fans, or you Astros fans always want to say, oh, the Yankees cheated. No. We know who cheated. The Astros cheated in 2017, and they probably cheated 18, 19. And the Red Sox definitely cheated in 2018 as well. And then they won the World Series. I don't want to hear about anyone cheating that didn't win a World Series. It's like, if you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. And if you didn't win anything, so like you didn't cheat that great. You didn't cheat that well. Keith McPherson on the fan. Call me up. Let's talk about other things. Let's talk about what you saw tonight. If you were in the stadium, call me up. Tell me what you saw in the Bronx and Queens. What was your favorite moment of the game? I had no faith in Marwin Gonzalez. When that ball went in the air, I had no faith that he was going to catch it. And then as soon as he caught that ball, I'm like, we're going to win the game. They're going to walk it off. That's momentum. It's going to carry over. And in one swing, I thought it might be Judge. It ended up being Rizzo. Call me up. Let's take this break. I'll be right back. Yes, sir. Yankees and Mets run this town tonight. Series wins. Good vibes, good times. Boston loses. The Celtics lose the NBA Finals. I wasn't ready for Ime Udoka and the Celtics to win in his first year as coach. It just makes sense for Steph and the Warriors to win. Much better storyline, but man, anybody in the NBA watching this, the Warriors are a great franchise organization and they're not going anywhere. They're going to come back next year looking for number five. So if it's the Brooklyn Nets or the Celtics or the Memphis Grizzlies or the Suns or the Bucks or whoever it may be, the Miami Heat, you got to knock off the champs. Those guys have done it. This is what they do. Champions, Hall of Famers, Clay, Snub from the NBA 75, coming back from two injuries, took it personal. Draymond, all the hate. My man did a podcast after every game, and they hated on him all the way through for doing his podcast. He did not care. Steph, they consistently talked about how his wife can't cook. In Boston, they wrote on signs, Ayesha Curry can't cook. Ayesha Curry still can't cook. Don't do that. Don't do that. Got Steph mad.
Bruh.
Steph said, I eat a lot of Ayesha's food. She can cook. We have three children. She cooks for them all the time. And he went out there and he handled business. They got cooked. Chef Curry with the pop, boy. Good times. I'm just happy the NBA is over. As we proceed, all eyes on baseball. Let the Stanley Cup hurry up and end. Come on, Avalanche. And then it's all eyes on baseball as we get into the summer. The All-Star game is about a month away. A month from now, I'll be heading to L.A. to see the full American League team with like eight Yankees on it. And yeah, there's going to be a lot of focus on New York because both the Mets and Yankees are really good. So let's get back to the phones and let's see who's out there. Let's talk to some people. Jimmy V on Staten Island was at the game tonight. What's up, man?
Hey, Keith. What's up, bro?
Chilling, chilling. Yeah, yeah, I'm in here.
All right, brother. Yo, I was at the boy of my game, Chico. I got the game with my boy, Chico, talking about how much we love you and how your energy and your vibe for the fans. And just this team, man, the sky's the limit. And I love seeing them. The game tonight was great. And I know you probably saw this on Twitter, but it's been at me for a couple of days, and I want to share it with your audience. But the Yankees have the most comeback wins in baseball. They also have the fewest comeback loss in the baseball.
Right.
So any lead you're watching is the safest lead, and any deficit they're facing is not safe, and they're coming for it. So
yeah, I think John Boy said that, right? I think John Boy put that out there.
Yep, that's John Boy's tweet, and I wanted to share with your audience, man.
Of course. Thanks for the call, bro. What you're seeing is a great baseball team. Not a good baseball team, a great baseball team. What you're seeing with the Yankees night after night is TWTW, the will to win. If they got to come back and win, cool. If they get a lead, they hold it. These last three games that you saw against the Rays, the Rays who are not the Rays that they have been the last couple years, but they're still a good club. They're still a well-managed club. They still have some guys that can pitch and that can hit. These games were postseason-type games. These games were close games, low-scoring games. It can't always be 18-4. You got to beat them 2-0. You got to beat them 4-3. You got to beat them 2-1 and walk it off when you have the opportunity to, and hit a home run off of their ace in the first inning when you have the opportunity to, and then come back and hit a three-run bomb when no one's expecting it. Grind it out however you can to get runners on and not leave them on base. Can we give some credit to Aaron Boone? I feel like we kind of forget about Boone sometimes. I know I owe him some credit because last year he had a lot of decisions that I don't even know if they were his decisions or not, but he's the manager, so whoever goes out there to pitch, whoever's in the lineup, we are considering them, Aaron Boone's decision. And he hasn't made too many bad decisions this year. And he's managing this team, and he's been managing this team now for 4 years, and the team, it just fits. It feels right. You know, last night when you saw that whole fiasco with the umpires and Phil Cuzzy and that nonsense that went on while we were all sitting there, and fans, of course, were doing the wave, and we were trying to figure out what was going on. Boone knew what was going on. And I feel like his demeanor, his mentality, and his rapport with these guys, they respect him. They know he's a baseball guy. They know he's smart. They know he's looking out for them, putting them in the best situations to win. It's just all come together. It's all starting to click now. So props to Boone for, so far, managing another Yankees team that we think is going to get to 100 wins again. Like, when you look at Boone, man, like, he's going to have so many wins under his belt as the Yankees manager. Fingers crossed that we can get to this championship and win a ring. Fingers crossed. Long way to go. Vincent is in Hoboken, New Jersey, across the river. What's up, man?
Hey, how you doing?
Great. How are you?
All right. Listen, wait till those Rays come. They were going to show us, right? They really showed the Yankees.
Yeah, wait till they play the Rays. There's good teams coming. Swept them.
Now they're going to fight with Boston, Cleveland, and Chicago for a measly little wild card spot for the rest of the season.
That's their problem.
Anyway.
I want the division, and we're looking good to take the American League East.
I think so. And listen, you had a caller a few calls back saying that even if he was a billionaire, he would not go into one of those little suites up there. He'd sit in his little section. Let me tell you something. My wife used to work for the Philadelphia Inquirer, and she used to entertain clients in their box in the Philly Stadium. And they weren't talking business in there. They were down in their cheesesteaks and drinking their Budweiser and party-hardying, and they were having a good time. And I'm sure it's the same way in the Bronx. So stop the class warfare. We're all Yankee fans.
I'm glad you brought that back up. I'm never fan police, right? I've been that. I used to get groups of 10, Yankee ticket deal for my corporate buddies, for the people that I worked with at MTV, at Fubo TV, whatever, for us to go to the game. And I've been in the suites a bunch. I've been hosted in the suite by different companies. And I understand that, like, there are corporate people that are Yankees fans. I worked corporate in New York City for about 4 or 5 years. And like I said, when I got up here, I'd get out of work and go straight to the game, even living down the shore, having to go all the way back. So no disrespect to the people in the suites, but I understand when fans say that they want to be in the bleachers or they want to be in these 200, 300 level sections, because that's where you just feel like the regular people are, the regular fans are, whatever. And it's okay to feel that way, but not going to ever discredit anyone and say, like, just because you're in there in a suit or in a suite that you don't care about the Yankees. It is quieter sometimes in those places, but you don't know who is who and what is what. I used to be that way, too.
Exactly. Yep. My favorite spot in the stadium is behind home plate, low part of the upper deck. Best seats in the house.
Yeah, like 420, 422 area. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Trust me, I've been everywhere in there. Thanks for the call, Vincent. Sometimes when I open up, I'll say, come one, come all, casual fans, bandwagon fans, diehard fans. I should add corporate fans, bleacher fans, regular fans, casual fans, like whatever. If you're a fan, you're a fan. But I know that Yankee Stadium is also a tourist attraction. I know that Yankee Stadium is also just a spot to take Instagram pics and TikToks. And it's just something to do for the night for a lot of people. But there's also a ton of fans in there, like myself, that live and die with this team and every pitch, and they're going there for a win. They're going there to get a win. They're going there to see the Yankees win, and that's all that matters. It's not about the social media. It's not about the drinks. It's not about, you know, rubbing shoulders. It's about winning and rooting on the Yankees, and I feel like there's a good amount of everything, and that's fine. I'm not going to be the judge. I'm not the fan police. I have fans tell me, oh, you're not really a bleacher creature. Okay, how do you go from the bleachers to the suite? Easy. Well, pretty much every game. Who are you? You're on Twitter. You're on Instagram anonymously talking to me with my face and government name out there. And I'm at the stadium just as much as I've been. I think I've been to 16 games this year, 15 or 16. Today makes either 15 or 16. I'm still on my pace to hit 40 games. And if this team goes deep into the postseason like I expect them to do, who knows? Maybe it's 50. We shall see. Let's go back to the phones and see what people are talking about. Man, this NBA Finals, I got to go to my guy Chris in Lynchburg. He is a Celtics fan. Season's over. Sorry, bro.
Oh, man. That was tough. Luckily, I got you at the right time because, of course, after they lost, my first reaction was like, I'm mad at the world. Don't talk trash to me, Nets fans and Sixer fans and Heat fans.
Those fans can't say anything. Definitely Nets fans better not be talking.
You need to talk to your boy Robin Lundberg. He's talking a lot, but that's another conversation for another day. But
shout out Robin Lundberg.
Yeah. But no, I'm in the acceptance phase now. I think, like I said, I'm definitely disappointed with the outcome, but if you were to say that back in January the Boston Celtics would be in the NBA Finals, I think a lot of us would. If I were to say that, people thought they would have been nuts, because I remember they were at their all-time low and R.J. Barrett hit that bank shot three back in January and you thought things were going bad, but this was just an incredible run. And I expect this team to be back in the finals within a year, two, 3 years. I think they're that talented and capable. Yes, they do need to make adjustments, such as get veterans to come off the bench and stop turning the daggone basketball over. I think those are the first two fixes they need to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Don't really care to talk about the Celtics, Chris. You know who's the most disappointed person? That guy in Boston that got the Boston Celtics World Champions 2022 tattoo. Hold this L. Keith McPherson on the Fan. I'll be right back.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.